Hello?
Hello, this is George calling you from the security department of the Visa and MasterCard. So how are you today, Ms. Leslie?
Yeah, why did you call me?
Actually, this is a verification call that did you authorize any overseas payment this morning?
No.
No?
No.
All right, and apart from you, like, who else have an authorization to deal with your account?
No one.
It's just you, right? So
yeah.
The thing is, this morning someone got access to your internet banking and they tried to purchase some iTunes gift card from there. Like, do you got any friends or family over there who can have an access to internet banking?
No.
And when was the last time you accessed to your internet banking that you remember?
I just used my card yesterday, that's all. I just paid $1 and that's all.
And did you try to share out your card details or your personal information while visiting any online website or any sort of shopping page?
No. Oh, yeah, I did it in the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
Not an issue, ma'am. Some people, they are trying to steal out your personal information and they are purchasing some gift voucher using your personal information, all right? And ma'am, no need to worry.
Is this, what are you calling from? Like, security from Commonwealth Bank or what?
Yeah, you can say on behalf of the Commonwealth Bank, okay? The security people. All right.
Oh, okay. So what can I do? Like, what do I have to do?
Not an issue, ma'am. Just hold the line for a second. I'm just connecting you the call to the banking head server. From there, we will show you the payment request which we received from your account. So you don't end up lose your money, all right? Just hold the line for a second, all right?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, ma'am. This is David Mitchell, and I'm the senior security officer on the floor, okay?
Yes.
And ma'am, this morning, we have detected some illegal activities was been tried to made. Like, behind you, somebody has tried to order and tried to transfer some funds. So you are not aware about any transaction, right?
Yeah.
And ma'am, you do use a mobile phone application like eBay, PayPal, or any banking app. You have recently paid some bills. You have checked your balance.
No. I just, yesterday, I went to Big W, and that's all. I just paid there.
Okay.
About $2 to $3, maybe not more than that. And then few weeks ago, maybe 1 week earlier, I just paid in a scene, the shopping website, that's all.
All right. Because, ma'am, this transaction which we are talking about, these are the online phishing attempt tried to be made. What those people did, whoever is involved in this, they have tried to order iTunes, Apple gift card from Apple Store. And you have never purchased for iTunes, right?
No, I have never done that.
All right. So over the recorded line, ma'am, we will help you to block those transactions because what those people did, they have tried to shifted your network, your IP address to somewhere in overseas. And that could be the reason you haven't received any email or any message about those payments.
Yeah.
Ma'am. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So over the recorded line, ma'am, I will just help you to check the IP address first, then we will be proceeding with the cancellation, right?
Yeah. So this is not a scam call, right, or what?
No, ma'am. We are calling you from the ACSC, the Australian Cyber Security. I will help you to also report your cyber crime activity on the ACSC website, ma'am. No need to worry. And make sure you are not sharing any of your details over the recorded line, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right. You got a Google, ma'am, on your phone? You do use a Google or a Safari?
I do use Google.
Okay, on the Google, ma'am, just simply check for my IP address and see what the results showing you. No need to tell us, just have a look from your end, okay?
Okay.
Open up the Google.
Yeah.
Okay, on the Google, ma'am, type there my, M for mother, Y for yellow, my.
Yeah.
Then give a space, then type the number 1, the figure 1.
like just go on the Google and just say IP, my IP address or what?
My 1P address country, you need to type over there. It will give you the suggestion of my 1P, the number 1, then P for Peter, address country. And it should be the figure
yeah.
1, ma'am. Okay?
Are so you on I the should Google? My 1P address?
Country. Give a space, then country.
Yeah.
My 1P address country and C, ma'am. You will be getting directly the results of your IP address details, right?
No, I didn't get it.
Okay, what did you type in? Do let me know. I say I should guide you up again, ma'am. Is it? Did
yeah,
you type the number 1 or you are typing the in letters? O-N-E 1?
No, number 1. My number
okay.
1. P or IP?
No, no, P. Only P for Peter without any space.
Yeah.
1P should be together.
Yeah, my IP and I should type address in the country name or just address?
No, no, only address then country. You need to, what you need to type in, my, M-Y, my, space,
yeah.
the number 1, then P for
yeah.
Peter, then give a
yeah.
space, then type A-D-D-R-E-S-S, address. You
yeah.
need to type the spelling address, again give a space,
yeah.
then type country, C-O-U-N-T-R-Y, country.
Yeah.
Okay, my 1P
okay,
address,
yeah,
country, right? Now you can see the results. Have you searched for that?
Yeah.
And can you see, ma'am, the location? Is it showing you exactly in Australia or it is showing you somewhere else?
No, it is showing somewhere else.
Yeah, that's the reason, ma'am, because those hackers, what they did, they got access to your internet network. And as you do stuff
yeah.
online, so as they have got access to your internet, they are trying to make this fraudulent activity behind you so that at the
right.
meanwhile, with this IP address, you will not be able to receive any notification about those transactions. Okay.
Okay.
Now, you
yes.
can close, you can delete this my 1P address country from the search. Remove it.
Yeah.
And again type there ACSC Australia.
ACSC, yeah.
Australia.
Yeah.
Now, you can search for that once again, ma'am.
Just ACSC Australia or the previous
yeah.
one?
No, no, ACSC Australia, only ACSC Australia.
ACSC Australia, yeah.
Okay, now what do you see?
Just nothing, security culture assessment, ACSC homepage?
Yeah, click on that, ACSC homepage, cyber.government. This is the organization, ma'am, which we are working with, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And we are going to help you to file a report against those people whoever are getting access to your network and illegally they have used to make some transaction behind you, ma'am. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Now, you can, once you click on that ACSC homepage, you can see protect your personal device and accounts, right?
Yeah.
Now, you can go down, you can see at the bottom somewhere, top 3 things to protect yourself.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you need to follow up these things in the near future, ma'am, while you does any payment or any bill you paid behind you. You can see update your device, protect your accounts with a multi-factor authentication, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you can go to the top again, and you can find over there, report a cybercrime or cybersecurity incident.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, once you click on that, ma'am, you can see a report cyber, cybercrime, right?
Report cyber resources.
Yeah, now you can see
yeah.
who are you reporting on a behalf of, right?
Scroll
down a little bit. Go down.
Yeah, I just see. Report a cyber security incident, get alert on new threat.
Yeah, click on that report cyber crime or cyber security incident. Click on that report.
Yeah, I click that.
Now what do you see?
Just reporting other cyber security incidents, reporting security incidents.
Can you see who are you reporting below the, scroll down a little bit.
Who are you reporting?
find a three option there. Who are you reporting on a behalf of?
No, I can just see attention.
Did you click on report a cyber crime or cyber security incident? You need to click on that.
Yeah, I click on a report of cyber security incident.
Now what do you see?
And I can just see reporting other cyber security incident, and there's a kind of form, like a reason for reporting.
Yeah. Now go down, you can see an individual. Who are you reporting?
In the content, it is just content written for individual and family,
yes,
government, and all.
Yeah, you need to select individual. Click on individual now.
Yeah, and then?
Now, you have successfully reported a cybercrime, and the Australian Federal Police will be also getting involved in this to find out exactly from where and who are the people getting involved in this. All right, ma'am, for your near future safety and security. All right.
Yeah, so I just clicked on the individuals and families, and it shows about this section, have you been hacked or whatever. Like,
yeah, no need to. All right, no need to do anything. You can close the Google page now. Close it down.
Okay, is it done?
Yeah, you have reported. Now, what we are going to do, the ACSC, the Australian Cyber Security, they will be detecting the IP address, and they will be trying to remove those hackers from your network, and securely your IP address will be showing back in Australia, and the iTunes gift card which was been ordered behind you, ma'am, we are going to block them and send you the cancellation email for your safety and security, all right?
Ah, yeah, that's fine. So, can I do the transactions, like can I use my card?
Definitely, ma'am.
There are no problems with that, right?
Definitely, you can use it. But first thing
so
is that we need to... Yep, go ahead.
So, like, if I put some amount in my bank account, so will that create any problem, or do you want me not to add any money?
No, nothing will be get created, ma'am. Your account, your network was been tried to access by those people, and through your network, they have used your details to order this gift card. So once we block this gift card and once we remove those people from your network, you will be securely able to use all of your accounts, ma'am. No need to be worried. All right?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Now, what you need to do, you need to open up the Play Store on your phone. Can you see the Play Store?
Yeah.
Okay. On the Play Store, ma'am, you can see there will be a three line and a search, right?
Yeah.
Okay, on the three line on the search, type there V for zebra, Z for zebra.
Yeah.
O for orange.
Yeah.
H for Henry.
Yeah.
Again, O for orange.
Yeah.
It's Joho, right? And
yeah.
Search for that, ma'am. You can see a security application, a green logo app will be showing up to you. Joho customer.
Logo. Joho customer.
Yeah,
I can see that the green one, the two kind of square.
Yes, perfect. That is the security app, ma'am. The ACSC, the Australian Cyber Security, will be sending you a request.
Okay. So do I have to install this or what?
Yeah, install it. Install it. If it will be not working, ma'am, I will give you a second option. But you need to first install it. That okay?
Okay.
And ma'am, did you remember, apart from your mobile, have you used sometime a computer or like any other things to access your accounts online? You have connected to a different Wi-Fi?
No. Like I have just used my bank account, like the bank number from this phone.
Okay.
And I have
and
just,
did you?
No, I...
Yep, go
I have
ahead.
Just like... My personal details are only with me. Nobody knows it.
Okay.
And I have just used this bank account for the online payment just for the fee.
Okay.
And I just did the medical, the Bupa one.
Okay.
And that's all. I have not used a large amount other than this.
Oh, right, ma'am. And we are detecting, ma'am, like, did you remember, like, somehow, have you tried to... purchase something from any overseas country, ma'am. Like you have tap on their link, you have visited their website, you entered your information there.
No. All I did is just to see the online shop, clothing store, and that's all.
The SEEN application, right?
Yeah.
All right, ma'am. Is it installing? Is it phase open?
Yes, I opened it.
Okay, once you open it, do let me know, ma'am.
Yeah, I opened it and it just said interstation key. Now you can either click the URL on the invitation email or enter the station key provided by the technician. So there's two options, skip and next.
Click on next.
Yeah. Let technicians remotely control your device.
No. What do you see?
Let technicians remotely control your device.
Yeah. Can you see skip, cancel?
Yeah, I can see skip.
Yeah, click on skip, ma'am.
So this is a cyber crime, right? So I just get so many scam calls on my phone.
I know, ma'am. I know. But we are not asking you to share any of your details. You will be getting a notification from the ACSC, the Australian Cyber Security Center, because those hackers are still getting access to your network, ma'am. So the Australian Cyber Security, what they are doing, they are, as you have filed a report over there, so on your network, they will be running a real-time monitoring security, ma'am. So that those people will be get detected from your network, okay?
So the Australian police will also be there, right? Like they will also
be investigating it for the near future for your safety and security, ma'am. To make sure these things could not be repeated back to you again, okay? And never ever gave any of your details to anybody, ma'am, okay?
That's fine.
Now, can you see enter session key, right?
Just a minute, what is this? For this device to allow remote control to technicians, you have to download our free add-on.
No, click on cancel. Don't download anything else.
Yeah, I see interstation key.
All right, now the ACSC will be providing you a one-time security session now, and it will be valid for 15 to 20 minutes, all right?
Okay.
All right, now on the session key, just wait. We have just get a session key from the ACSC. It's 432. Type 432. 298.
432-98.
0140.
0140.
Okay, now can you see join? Now in the green it's highlighting you a join.
Yeah.
All right. Once you click on join, what do you see, ma'am? Do let me know. Don't press any other option.
It's just validating the station key.
Okay. Now,
can you see
incorrect key. Okay. Once again, recheck the session key number and listen to me carefully and then press, okay?
Okay.
It's 432, ma'am.
Yeah.
298.
432.
Then again 298.
Yeah, 298.
0140.
0140.
Yeah, now press and join.
Yeah, join.
Now what do you see next? Can you see allow access? Yeah, click on grant. Click on that checkbox, grant permission. Okay.
Yeah, it's connecting and allow remote access.
Yeah, click on allow. And what do you see next?
Allow.
And can you see the terms and
start
conditions?
Recording or casting with Joho Assist customer.
Yeah, click on start broadcasting.
Start.
Okay, click on later. Okay, now wait, don't do anything, ma'am. Now from the ACSC portal, you're going to receive some notification. Just have a look. Okay?
Okay.
Can you see? Are you getting any notification, ma'am?
Welcome to AS. Our customer remediation specialist is here to help you.
Yes. Now you understand why you are getting all this notification by those people? Because those people have not allowed you to access any of your details or any of your account information behind you, ma'am. You can see they will be sending you all the notification, right?
Yeah. So now I can see the notification, like if they use my account number or anything?
Wait, I will tell you when you're going to check it, ma'am. Because the first thing that is to secure your IP address once, right? Because as they are getting access to your internet, so we'll know. Now you can press the home button and you can wait. You will be getting some more transaction. You will be getting the details about the transaction notification, ma'am, right? Okay.
Cool's gift card ordered?
Yeah, can you see?
Yeah. Ordered, oh my god.
Yeah, these are the notification, ma'am, that should be come up to you earlier. But those people are getting access to your network, so you haven't received all
these notifications. These also $500, 5 gift cards. Oh my god.
Yeah, now you understand, ma'am. These are the things that should be come up to you earlier, but you are not getting any notification about that, right?
Yeah.
And we will be canceling each and every transaction, ma'am, to make sure that in the near future, nobody can get access of your details.
Yeah, oh my god, thank you
so
much.
Okay. Wait, ma'am, you will be getting some more. Now, can you see there will be something coming up?
We will send you a confirmation email if you have not made this order.
Wait, ma'am. Can you see all the notifications?
I just saw the Coral's and Woolies one.
Yeah.
Can you
please, and we can see.
Thank you for connecting us.
All right. Now you can go to your home page, ma'am, where you can see all of your applications. Once you there, check for all the apps. You got any eBay or any PayPal application on your phone?
No, I don't have any of them. But
slowly check one by one all of your applications. And you got a Kohl's app on your phone, right, ma'am? And have you used that? Have you accessed your cards?
Oh, not the card. I have just downloaded this.
Okay.
And I just look at the product, but I have never, put any card number or any of my details.
Okay. Now you can securely log into your account and check, ma'am, if there is any notification coming up regarding to any transaction.
Just in the bank or what?
Yeah, you use the app on your phone, right? So once you log in, do let me know, all right?
Sorry, so you just told me to check the bank one application or what?
Yeah, bank app. Once you log in, do let me know, ma'am. No need to read out or share any detail, okay?
I log on.
Once you log in, check all of your accounts, okay? Can you see any option accounts there?
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, wait. Tap on account section, ma'am. Tap on accounts.
Yeah, I click on the account.
Okay, now you can see somewhere you can also see a home section there. Home. It says home.
Home. No,
home.
I don't
it
have
says home.
Home.
On the bottom
home,
down.
Yeah.
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 Click on that.
Yeah, I clicked on home.
Okay. Now again, click on account. Beg your pardon, ma'am?
I don't get the notification, when I send something, I don't get notification how much. Yeah, I have never got that, how much I paid or anything.
That, because, ma'am, your mobile number might be. Which has been get registered, those people are not blocked the notification of your account. Okay, we will help you to get the notification on your phone. Can you see the option bottom down anywhere it says cards? Can you see cards option there?
Yeah.
Okay, now you can see. This is your card, ma'am, right?
Yeah.
You can see your card. Now, again tap on accounts.
Yep.
Okay, now you can click on settings. Can you see on the top there is a logo, settings logo there?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, once you click on the settings, you can see account settings and you can see your, click on the account settings.
Like which?
Account settings, yes. Can you see?
No, it's not tapping.
Okay, tap on the back arrow, no need to do anything.
Sorry?
No need to do anything, ma'am. Press the back button.
Yep.
Okay, now, you will be, we have detected, ma'am, apart from this transaction, what those people did, they have tried to make a cardless cash withdrawal, all right, and the funds that you got available, ma'am, all the money has been tried to withdraw through the cardless cash, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And you will be getting a transaction notification of the cardless cash dollar.
Yeah.
Have you received the cardless cash notification?
Yeah. Yeah,
alright, so we need to cancel this cardless cash withdrawal, ma'am, that was been made by those people, okay?
Okay, so I just click on that or what?
Wait, wait, don't do anything, ma'am. I will help you. Just be on the line. And what you need to do, you need to just go back to the home page where you can see all log out from here, log out.
Yeah. Should I log off?
Wait, wait, don't log off. We will be cancelling the cardless cash. Okay, click on account.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
Okay. Now, can you see somewhere on the accounts and you can see there is a dollar sign, ma'am?
Dollar sign?
Bottom down, accounts.
Yeah,
on the middle. Okay, click on the dollar sign, ma'am. Yeah, can you see cardless cash, the very first option. Click on that.
Yeah.
Have you used this option before, ma'am? You have never done that, right?
I guess I have done this.
Because those people are using this option to make a withdrawal of the cardless cash, ma'am. So we need to block it. You will be getting a cancellation code and a notification. The cancellation code and a cancellation pin. Okay, so wait. Don't do anything. Be on the same screen. Okay?
Okay.
Once you on that page, ma'am, don't do anything. Just be there because we are just trying to find out the exact. All right. Now, can you see the cardless cash option, the first option there?
Yep.
Okay. Click on that. Okay. Now, tap on the amount because, ma'am, we are securing $260 for you, the cardless cash. Go up. Scroll it up. Scroll it up. Yeah. Make it 260. Yeah. Click on set.
Yeah.
Now, click on enter description. Type there, refund my money. Refund my money. Refund my money.
Yep.
Yeah, now click on next.
Next.
Yeah, click on confirm. You can see those people were trying to withdraw it from the ATM, ma'am. Now you will be getting a cancellation code. Can you see codes?
Yeah.
Click on that C code.
What's this?
Wait, ma'am. Click on home. Click on home. Yes. Yeah, can you see? Wait, this is the cancellation code and the cancellation PIN, ma'am. Because those people were trying to use all this transaction behind you, so we are just cancelling it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now you can log off. Log off from here and don't try to log in. Log off. Click on log off.
Yeah.
All right. Now you can close this application, the Combank app. Close it down from the background. From the background. And now, apart from the Combank, ma'am, you do use any other banking card or any other bank app?
No, Anna.
The Commonwealth Bank is the only one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now just wait. Don't do anything, ma'am. Now,
okay.
Over the recorded line, what we are going to do here is we are going to provide you some information regarding what is going on and how those people get access of your information, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now what you need to do, you need to open up the eBay application, ma'am. You got an eBay app.
Yeah.
And check. On your eBay app, can you see the three line where it is written eBay? All right. Come down.
Hello. Yeah.
Scroll down. Okay. Wait. Click on settings.
Settings. Yep.
Okay, come down. Okay, tap on the back arrow again. Okay, now you can close this eBay application, ma'am. We have securely checked it.
Yep.
Okay, now try to open up the Kohl's app that you got on your phone, Kohl's. Okay, you have never used. Click on next.
Yeah.
Click and collect. Click on that.
Yep.
Okay, now you can also close this application and delete this Kohl's app from your phone, ma'am. Delete this app, the Kohl's one.
Yeah.
Okay, once you delete the Kohl's, you need to also delete the eBay. Have you used the eBay application before?
No.
Okay, delete that, eBay as well. Okay, now again go back to the Play Store.
I don't need Kohl's and eBay.
Yeah, that's the reason we have made you delete that. Now on the Play Store, click on the search again.
Yeah.
And type there ZIP, ZIP. This is the application, ma'am, those hackers are using to get credit behind your name. Now give a space, Zip Pay. You need to type, give a space, Zip Pay. Yeah, Zip Pay app. Click on that. Now can you see the blue, the first one? Yeah, Zip Pay app. Not ma'am. It will be a blue application. A purple app. Zip Pay Shop Later. Yeah, on the top. Can you see it showing you on the top? Looking for Zip Shop Now, Pay Later. The first option.
Zip Shop is not available in your
Okay, wait. Go to the Google. Go to the Google. All right, remove ACSE Australia. Now type Zip, yeah. Click on Zip Pay Australia. Come down.
Yeah.
Scroll down.
This one?
No. Zip Pay Shop Later. You need to type.
This one.
Can you see it says install? Zip Shop Now, Pay Later, install. Click on install.
Yeah, this item is not available.
Click on the back, click on the cross. Okay, come down. All right, ma'am, currently where are you based right now? Are you in Australia or like you are somewhere else?
No, I'm in Australia.
And what is your nationality? Are you Australian or like you are from a different country?
I'm different.
You are different. Click on install again.
Yep.
Okay, click on the cross sign on the top.
Yeah.
Okay, now what I'm going to do here is, I'm going to connect you to the technician department, ma'am. There will be a technical officer who will be assisting you further, because this application is showing you, you cannot use it. This application is not available for your country, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so just be on the line, ma'am, all right? And the security section will be get started again, and there will be the manager, there will be a technical person who will be assisting you further or helping you regarding to this, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, thanks for staying connected. I am James here. I am the technical supervisor. Well, I'll assist you further. Now, what exactly you can see on your screen?
I can just see the Jeep say, like, on the Google.
On the Google.
But it's not saying, like, it's not allowed in my vision.
I'll help you out. Close that.
Yeah.
And open up the Zoho application once again.
Yeah.
Now, do you see it's asking you to enter the session key?
No, I just say your session has been paused. Should I say end session or what?
Click on end session.
Yeah, I just said end session and says enter session key.
Okay, now put there the new number, 731.
731.
288.
288.
2548.
2548, yeah.
Yeah, now do you see this join option? Click on join.
Yeah.
And now do you see anything coming up?
Display over other apps.
Okay, and do you see anything says allow or okay, continue, any option comes up? Just click all the positive options. Allow, grant, okay. Now do one thing. Go to the Play Store.
Yep.
Okay, now press the back button at the left hand top. The arrow.
Yeah.
Now just don't click on search. Press the back button. Okay, now do you see at the right hand top there is a circle where you can see your email address showing?
Yeah.
Click on that. Now click on manage your Google account. Click on that.
Yep.
All right. Now go back. Close this one. At the left hand top, do you see there is a cross here? Now once again, click over there. Okay. Now click on setting.
Yep.
Okay, go back. Now once again, click over there. Just wait, don't do anything. Okay, now do you see right beside your name, there is an arrow showing down?
Yeah.
Click on that. Okay, and now you select any other email address over there.
Yeah, hello.
Any one of them, which you can see.
Hello, sir. This is James calling you from Security Team of Eastern Mass Department. My company is Mr. Gary.
It should be your Google account, not any other email. So go back. Any Gmail you can select over there. Click on next. Now, do you know the password of this email address?
No. It's my brother's mail account.
Okay, which one do you know from there? Just can you have a look? Go back.
No. I don't know.
Only you know yours.
Yeah, mine too. I don't know. I need to forward it. Like.
I understand. Do one thing. Click on cancel.
Yeah.
All right. Now you need to add a new email address over there. We will be providing you that. Just wait.
Okay.
Hello, this is John calling you.
All right. Open up the Play Store.
So how are you doing?
Go back.
Hello.
Okay. Go.
It's why you didn't get it.
You need to select the one which were which was there already. You need to select that email address first. So go back. Go back.
Yeah, it's not.
Again, go back. Yeah, now select the email address which was there already.
Yeah.
All right. Now, once again, click over there.
Yeah.
Now, once again, click on that arrow.
Yep.
Okay. Now, do you see add another account? Click on that.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we'll be providing you the email address you need to put over there. So, wait. Just give me a moment. Okay, now type the email address over there. It's G as in George.
G.
Then A as in Apple.
A.
R as in Roger.
R.
Then R again.
Yeah.
Then Y for yellow.
Y.
Then F as in Frank.
Yeah.
Then R as in Roger again.
Yeah.
Then A as in Apple.
Yeah.
Then N as in November.
Yeah.
Then K for kilo.
Yep.
Then 897.
897.
@gmail.com.
gmail.com. Yep.
Then click on next.
Yeah.
Okay, now enter the password. It's B as in Bravo in capital.
B.
Then L as in Lima in small.
Yes.
Then O as in Oscar in small.
Yeah.
Then C as in Charlie, small.
Yeah.
Then K as in Kilo, small.
Yes.
Then @123.
Eight?
@, yeah. The at sign.
Oh.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Then click on next.
Hello. Yep.
Okay. Right. It says get the verification code and the number it shows you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just wait. Don't do anything. Don't click anywhere. Just wait.
Okay. Hello.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, now go back. You don't need to put this one. We'll be providing another one. Just go back.
Yep.
You
have not moved it, but
someone else has got an access to any of your account. Now put over, just remove this email address.
Yeah.
Now type over there, A as an apple.
A.
C for Charlie.
B.
Then S as in Sam.
Yeah.
Then C for Charlie.
Yeah.
Then C for Charlie again.
Yeah.
Then Y for yellow.
Yep.
Then B as in Bravo.
Yeah.
Then E as in Edward.
Yeah.
Then R as in Roger.
Yep.
Then S as in Sam.
Yes.
Then E as in Edward.
Yes.
Then C for Charlie.
Yes.
Then the sign @.
Yes.
then gmail.com.
Yeah.
Then click on next.
Yeah.
Now enter the password. It's G for George in capital.
G.
Yeah. Then A as in apple, small.
A.
Then R as in Roger, small.
R.
Yeah. R again.
Yep.
Then Y for yellow.
Y.
Then at. Then 1, 2, 3, 4.
2, 3, 4. Yeah. This way.
Yeah, click on next. Yeah.
Wrong.
It says wrong password, right?
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. Do one thing. Go back again and go look all the emails which shows you over there in the manage emails. Just go there back. Yeah, click on there and no, not here. Go back. Do you yeah, you can see these emails, right?
Yeah.
You know, you don't know any one of the password of them.
Yeah.
And which one is yours? You have created earlier. Which one?
The one with the photo, the Sneha Kukra one, the top one.
Yeah, the top one is yours. You are currently using this one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apart from that, any other, do you have you created any one of them apart from this one, the one which you can see now, the sleeve?
Yeah, I used Hello Bye one.
Hello Bye one. And you don't know the password. You forgot the password of this, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, do one thing. Click the Hello Bye one. All right. Now, close at the left hand top. Do you see the cross?
Hello.
Close that.
Yeah.
Again, click on the on the photo. Yes. Now click on the arrow. Again, click on Hello Bye. Click on accept.
Yeah.
Okay. Right now you are here. Now click. Now search for the application ZIP, Z-I-P, ZIP.
Yeah,
hello. Yeah, now you can see, click on install. Click on continue. Click on skip. And now this is working now.
Yeah.
Let it be installed.
Hello.
And once it gets installed, click on open.
Hello. Hello, this is Doug and I'm calling you from the security department of the Visa MasterCard. So this is David Stone.
Hello. Yeah, why isn't the point? Yeah.
Now click on open.
Yep.
Now do you see sign up? Click on sign up. Because already they have created one of your details they have used for it. Now come down, click on sign up now.
Yep.
Now put your phone number, the mobile number.
I just have to look.
This is the number. Yeah, this is the number I am talking to you, right?
Yeah.
Click on send code, and you will be receiving the new code on your text message.
verification code is incorrect.
Yeah, check properly the code.
Yep. Hello.
Yeah, just wait. Now, do you see Let's Go? Click on that.
Yeah, hello.
What's this actually?
I beg your pardon?
What's this app? Like,
just wait. Okay, well, just wait. Give me a moment. What I'll do, I'll transfer this call because I am the technical person and I have got the information from the department that this has to be installed. So now I'm transferring the call again the previous guy who was speaking to you.
Okay.
Just wait, because I am from the technical department.
Yeah, okay.
Hello?
Hello, yeah?
Yeah, ma'am, this is David Mitchell, the senior security officer from the ACSC. He was talking to one of my technician department people, right?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Ma'am, this is the application. While using this app, those people try to get credit of $1,000 to $1,500. So, under your name, those people has created this account. So, from this application, we are blocking your account so that those people will not get the credit of $1,000. Otherwise, later, you need to pay that, ma'am. Right? So we are making you cancel up from this application directly so that those people cannot use that funds anymore, ma'am. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Now, as the information are asking you, ma'am, just fill up. Once you fill up, do let me know. And the person will be there who will be assisting you further, okay?
Yeah, okay. So I just need to fill up all this up or what? Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. You don't know the address?
So what should I like put the residence on? Just the address I live here, or
street address.
Okay, so yes. I'm not an Australian citizen or a permanent resident.
You don't need to put the permanent one. The one which you are right now, you are staying. Just put that one. Have you put the address?
Yeah.
Okay, now do one thing. Just minimize, be there, and go to the Zoho application once again. You will see the end session option over there.
Like my phone is not working at a time because its temperature is so high.
I understand.
So what should I do in the Zoho, like?
Open that. Do you see anything says end session, or does it asking you to put the session key once again?
What's this? It's saying nothing.
The Zoho assist one.
Hello? Yeah, it's just saying enter session key.
Yeah, now I'll give you the session key. Just put over there. It's 732
200 5201.
Yeah, now click on join and then follow the instructions. Click on all the positive options.
Yeah.
All right. Now click on later and go back to the zip application.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. Now put your date of birth, and then.
Hello. Hello. Hello, sir. Hello.
Click on continue.
Yeah.
Now click on let's go.
Yeah, hello.
Yep.
Okay, now.
Actually, this is a verification call that you authorize any.
What
do you? Do you have any employment details with you? Like, are you working over there?
No.
No, okay. Just wait. Okay, so you don't have any employee details, like you are not working over there, right?
Yeah, I'm working, but it's saying the employer, so I work under someone. I don't have my own business, so what should I
do? Okay, you just wait. You just type over there the name, your name.
Yeah.
Yeah, and type the, now just select from there. Like, are you working full time, past, okay, now. Time of the employee.
What should I say? Type my income or what?
What is asking you to put over there?
Income fortnightly.
Okay. And do you have any other monthly income?
No.
Okay, now click on continue.
Yeah.
Can I type over there time and address? Like select how many. Since how long you are staying, then residential status, is it rented or?
Hello, this is Dog and I'm calling in from
the what's the de facto? What does that mean?
Yeah, like, are you living single over there or with family or what? You need to select. Are you single or married?
I live with my sister, so.
You live with your sister, right? So select single. Select single.
Yeah. So dependent, what?
No, single. Now dependents, right?
What is
dependent? Do you have any dependent? Like, are you, your sister is dependent with you, or?
Yeah, just buying a sister.
Okay, you are the earning member, right?
No, my sister, my elder sister.
Your sister is earning member. So,
yeah.
You select no, just type over there no.
Yeah. No,
or zero. Or zero. Zero. Anything. Zero.
Okay.
Now rent frequency, just select from the drop down. Yeah, now. No, it says rent your share per month. Like, are you saving $800?
Yeah, nah, like, me and my sister live together, and I don't pay the rent and everything. He does at
all. Okay, so you just select over there 400, not 800, because you are two. So 400.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, now, do you have any loan repayments?
No.
No, right? Okay, no problem. Now click on continue.
Monthly living expenses.
Okay, you just type any your monthly living expense. How much it is? Just type that. Approx. You just type approx. Which one?
$700 maybe.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now select the bank that you have account with. Select that one. You have account with in Commonwealth, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now do you just put your client number and password for the Commonwealth?
What's the client number? Like which one?
When you don't know the client number, when you try to log in onto your app, it the first time it was it has asked you the client number.
Is the client number on the card too or not?
Just wait. The client number means it's your user ID with the Commonwealth Bank. To online login. Okay, just you don't know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, do one thing. Now just, do you know your internet banking password?
Internet banking, just the code, right?
Not the code. Password I'm talking about.
I don't know. I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Yeah. Because it's just been about 3 months I have been here in Australia.
Okay.
And I have like not done much with the bank and all this stuff. And it's just been 1.5 months I have been working, I guess.
Okay, now just minimize this one and go to the Google. Open up the Google Chrome and go on to google.com. Just minimize this one.
Google.com. Yeah.
Do you see the Google pages come up on the screen?
Yes.
Okay, now type over there in the search combank.com.au.
Yes.
Now click on the first one.
Yeah.
All right. Now, do you see the right-hand top login? Click on that.
Yes.
Now, net bank login. Click on that.
Yes.
All right. Now, okay. Now, do you see? Just wait. Okay, now do you see forgot I have forgotten my login details. Click on that.
Yeah.
Now, something is asking over there. Just have a look.
Card number
and something. Just type over there the card number.
Right. So do I need to do the next?
Yeah, next. Click on next. Click on now thanks. Click on now thanks.
Yeah.
Then again click on next. And now what does it asking you? Zoom out. It says enter your net code, right?
Yeah.
And do you see step one, get net code in yellow color?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, now close this one. Close this one.
Just go to log the out.
Close, completely close it. Log out. Okay, now go to the zip. Now, have you remember the ID number? The client ID?
Yeah, I have screenshotted it.
You have a reader. And then put the password that you have created after client ID.
Yep, I have did that.
Okay, now it's... Do you have a driver's license?
No.
And do you see where it says driver's license? There are any other option do you see?
Medicare card.
Medicare card. Do you have Medicare card?
I just came here in Australia on the tourist visa. And I just got my visa today, the student one.
Okay.
So Medicare card number means the one that I use in the insurance or what?
No, I don't know about that. Okay, now close this one. Just close it.
Like fully?
Yeah, fully close it.
Yeah.
Okay, now just wait. Just go back to your main screen where you can see all the applications.
Yep.
Okay, now. Okay, now do one thing. You just wait. We are waiting for the response from the department which will come up, and we are looking onto it. So wait for my call. We are giving you call after 15 to 10 minutes. Okay.
Okay. So I want to ask some things.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like the previous one just paid me the the cardless cash one. Like I just have okay. 137 something. I just withdraw up to $60. So what about that?
Just wait.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, this is David Mitchell back again. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, you can delete this application as well, DIP. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, and we have successfully make you cancel up those fraudulent activity, ma'am, and the cardless cash withdrawal, we have canceled it because those people can withdraw that funds from the ATM within 1 hour to 30 minutes. Right, ma'am?
Yeah.
All right. So we have leave this transaction on hold. It will take 1 hour to 30 minutes to swing you the funds reflecting on your account, ma'am. So before then, don't try to access your account online and never ever share your personal details to anyone, ma'am. And we will be giving you a call back later, and we will try to ring you up tomorrow to get just take an update that exactly what is going on. Okay.
Okay, so the one that we do the cardless cash, it has already written to my account, but it will take
it will be reflecting within 27 to 28 minutes now.
Okay, so like I can do any transaction or anything now?
Yeah, definitely you can use Riot, but don't share your card numbers to someone over the call or without knowing the website, don't enter your details there, okay?
Yeah, so I just get so many scam calls, and then somebody calls me, and when I call back, they haven't called, it's just a missed call. So what's that?
No need to answer up those calls, ma'am, all right? And if someone calls you up from the Telstar or Amazon, do not entertain them.
Ah, okay.
All right, the people that might be calling you up, they will say, we are calling you from the Telstar, we are calling you from the internet provider, we are calling you from the Amazon security, we are calling you from Kohl's.
From the Amazon few days ago saying, I ordered MacBook Pro and everything.
Don't entertain them, just hang up on them, do not try to entertain them.
Okay, so now I don't have any problem, but I'll not...
No, ma'am, now you are secured, we have reported to the federal police as well. If anything required, ma'am, you can wait for 1 to 2 days, and then you can also visit your local branch for further, so that each and every investigation copy, you will be getting it by a post, ma'am, later. You will be getting it in a written copy.
So in 1 to 2 days, I can just get all the prints, the paper prints, and the post, or what?
Yeah, definitely, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Have a nice, lovely talking to you.
Okay. So I will get my transaction after 15 to 20 minutes, right?
Ma'am, 28 to 30 minutes, ma'am. It will show you up. Taking time to reflect. Because, ma'am, it would be on your account, those people might be withdrawn from there. So that's the reason we have sent you the cancellation code and the PIN so that they cannot be able to withdraw that. Okay?
So everything is fine with my account now, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't need to worry about it.
No.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, have a nice day, lovely talking to you, ma'am.
Yeah, you too.